ラララララララ。 Of someone who left to become a captain. A fairy tale based on the biography of Edmund Badenhausen from Melsungen in North Hessen. Once upon a time, there was a boy in Melsungen named Edmund. Not everyone had a name like that, but the family was a little better. The father was a kind of lawyer. Ever since he was a child, Edmund loved the water and, as people used to say, he had built quite close to the water too. When his feelings were bigger than his little heart, he would cry like a little child does. And he loved to bathe. When his mother filled the wash tub with water on Saturdays, he was the first one to get in, even if the water was still very hot. And when everyone had washed themselves, he climbed in again, even though the water was already cold, colder than the stone floor in the basement. Some days he stood on the bridge and looked at the river, the Fulda, and threw little sticks into it and watched them float away. "Where does the river go?" he asked his mother when he got home. "What do I know?" said his mother. "Ask the father tonight." And his father had answered that evening, "Into the sea." "All rivers?" "Sooner or later." "And what is the sea?" "Water without end, under a sky without end," said the father. "And now let me read the newspaper." Endless water. That was something Edmund had to see. "When I grow up, I want to go to the sea," said Edmund one day at dinner. "And then I'll become captain." "Dreamer," said his sister, laughing. From this day on, they used to call him our little captain in the family and shouted, "Aye, aye." In Hesse, they said, "Aye, aye," all day long anyway. And "Aye, aye, 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 aye," if you were wondering. On his 17th birthday, Edmund's father had the best gift ever for him. He gave him his blessing to leave home. "We have relatives in Hamburg, you know that. Your cousin Wilhelm is already waiting for you. I wrote to him that you were coming. And then you look for a captain who will take you as a help. Go, my son, pursue your dreams and write to us." His mother cried a little all by herself and gave him warm stockings that she had knitted herself. "You have a head already, dear son," she said. "Keep your head and feet warm. Listen to those who know better than you and take good care." When the big day arrived, Edmund left the house early. They all had hugged him, they all had cried, but they also had laughed a bit. Hadn't he dreamed of going to sea? His mother tugged at him a bit and then let him go. They stood at the window upstairs and waved. "Take care, Edmund," one of the siblings called out. "Don't forget to write to us. And bring us something when you come to visit." Relatives in Hamburg took him in like a son, and Wilhelm, his cousin, walked with him to the harbor and showed him where he could find work. How excited and confused Edmund was. He had thought out everything he wanted to say, and then nothing came to mind other than his name and his age and the sentence, "Greetings, dear sir. Please have the goodness to take me in as a help on a ship." The man grinned and said, "You're lucky. A boy fell overboard on the last voyage." That was a lie, but the man liked to tease the young guys who were looking for adventure. Edmund wasn't shocked, though. Maybe he wasn't listening properly because he was so excited. He would have loved to sail away the same minute, but when he came onto the ship with his duffel bag, the first officer looked at him as if he didn't belong on board. "Always slow with the young horses," he said, as people used to say. "You don't even know what work is. Hands like a countess. If they give you papers in the office, you can come back, otherwise pack up." Edmund knew that the first officer was basically right, and he did as his mother had told him. He didn't argue. Wilhelm stood at the quay where the big white birds flew around, which were at home in the air, and thought the sea was their table setting. He was surprised that Edmund came ashore again, but then the two of them went home together to Wilhelm's family and went back to the office the next day. The formalities were quickly completed, and Edmund said tschüss to Wilhelm. That's what they said up there in Hamburg for goodbye. Tschüss, Wilhelm called after him. Edmund was already on board and excited, like he was on the first day of school. There was so much to learn. The kitchen was called galley, and the cook was called smutje, and the bed bunk. Edmund learned that on his first day, and later also port and starboard, windward and leeward, bow and stern. Aye, he knew already. And at some point, Edmund really and truly became a captain himself. He rescued people from distress at sea and was honored for it. He found a woman and they had children. One day he said to himself, enough is enough. I have seen endless water and endless sky and everything in between. Now I want to be with my wife and our children. And he left his ship, the Cimbria. The shipping company Harpak had offered him a position in Hoboken near New York, where the ships arrived and departed. And he was fine with it. Close to the sea, ships every day, and his family around him. People respected him, and he felt at home. One day his last ship, the Cimbria, sank close to the Isle of Borkum in East Frisia, and many, many people drowned. When he heard about it, Edmund had seen everything before him as if he had been there himself, and he knew that it would not have taken much and he would have remained in the sea forever, in the water, deep and cold. But Edmund died in the US and was buried there. His wife, Tini, had been in Germany off and on over the years, visiting her relatives in the north and his relatives in Hesse. And who knows, one day she might have gone to the bridge and thrown a piece of wood into the Fulda, and the stick swam away, perhaps via Kassel to Hannover-Schmünden, where the Fulda kisses the Werra and becomes the Weser, and it went on to Bremen and into the sea. Or maybe it just swam to the next bank and got stuck there, and a bird built a nest with it. Who was there will know and shall keep it to her or himself. I still have to tell you a story about Edmund, and this one is completely made up. When he set sail, Edmund had thought that he would come to Melsung to visit his siblings and see his mother and father again, and he wished his life would one day end where it began. The Melsung sky above him and peace in his heart. Things turned out differently, as we know, but let's take our captain by his word. Once upon a time, on Christmas Eve, probably 1859, in Melsung, in the home of the Badenhausen family, they all sat around the table. They had already been to church, and the living room was nice and warm and cozy, and the Christ child and the servant Ruprecht had brought the children some presents. A few tears were shed because they were all touched, but also because they missed someone who wasn't with them. "He didn't even write," said his mother, kneading a handkerchief. "We haven't heard anything from him, not for so long." Edmund's sister couldn't hear it anymore. The mother hadn't talked about anything else for weeks. Every day she had waited for mail, for a letter from Edmund, but nothing came and she had become miserable. The father didn't like tears, especially not on holidays. "Shh, mother," he growled. "He has something else to do. Who knows where he is?" "Yes, who knows?" cried the mother. "That's what I'm talking about. I want to know. Didn't he promise?" "Take another piece of cake, Mum, or at least a few cookies," said the daughter, to distract her. The dog was barking outside. "What are you barking for?" called Edmund's father out to him. "No burglars come on Christmas Eve." The same moment the dog was quiet, but you could hear footsteps getting closer and closer. They all stood at the window, but they didn't see anything. The dog could no longer be heard. The snow was falling quietly, and there was no one in the cobblestone street. Without anyone noticing, the door opened. Cold air rushed in. The mother, who was standing at the window, turned around and almost fainted. "You? Is it really you?" "Oh, yes, it's me, mother," said a voice they all knew, though it had changed, and the one to whom it belonged with it. Ay, 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 said the father. The mother didn't say anything anymore. She was already embracing her son. And the siblings were applauding. There he stood, the Edmund who had been at sea, really and truly. Why didn't you write a letter that you were coming? Said the mother. I would have... My letter would have taken longer than me, said Edmund. And I wanted to surprise you. Well, that's what you did, boy, said the father. His mother was already in the kitchen getting what was still there, so he could get something to eat. Edmund, Edmund, cried the youngest siblings, did you bring us something? I did. A promise is a promise, said Edmund. My story. You all know how it started. And if it will not be forgotten, it will be told for a long, long time, not only in Melsung, also in America. It had become completely quiet in the living room at this Christmas Eve. Edmund ate what his mother had put on his plate and began to tell his story.
Da 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 da